Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Nikolaj Likas and Ida Engvall. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you.
It's a really special occasion because we are going to be visiting a very sinister kingdom today, as you guys are here presenting Lars von Trier's latest masterwork, which is the kingdom Exodus. Guys, this is sort of an obligatory question, but would you mind sort of introducing to the viewers the characters that you play? So that's because they're very fascinating and strange in their own ways, I think.
It's so much fun that it's so many characters, and
yes.
it's an ensemble very much. I'm playing a hacker in a Swedish. It's important that it's a Swedish hacker in the basement of the kingdom. So I'm working with the computer systems of the kingdom, and I'm also kind of into some maybe not so legal stuff and hacking the system. And
in
I'm also
underworld.
Part of the essay, the Swedish Anonymous.
Yes.
And I play Philip Naver, who's a neurosurgeon.
Right.
And he's definitely the king of the ward and the hospital until Helmer shows up.
Right.
And so he has a bad temper.
Yeah.
And he has a problem about being people telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very, I mean, this is where the fight between Sweden and Denmark starts, because it's just like when he comes in, it's just like a club, and I definitely is one of those who's fighting for the club of being a Dane and how proud that is. So for some apparent reason, that is a big issue in this show about this, the fight between Sweden and Denmark.
And from an ignorant standpoint, such as myself, you know, because I'm not from either Sweden or Denmark, but is it really like that significant, the kind of cultural clash between the two countries?
No, not really.
No.
But I also think it's a symbol. Of course, there's differences, and I can say, like differences between Danes and Swedes. But it's not. You can also see it as a human behavior, like a border in the nature. And this is who you are, and this is who we are, and how to mix and how to, so you can also see it from a higher perspective, I think.
I guess we talked about this being sort of an ensemble cast. The way I see it is also as a microcosm. It's very significant too that it takes place in a hospital too, because we associate the hospital with maybe vulnerability and just humanity at large.
Yeah.
But it does feel like a microcosm when we watch it. Does it feel like that when you guys are actually making it? Does it feel like you are part of a world that is outside the world?
Most definitely. I felt like every time I went to work, it was just like, what is this? It's just like in a bubble. I've never tried that in that regard before in anything, where you really feel like you're in a dream or everything is just like going slower.
Yes.
I found that very interesting to do. And the funny thing about working with Lars is that he doesn't do rehearsals. He just shoots straight off. So you have to be prepared, but at the same time, you have no idea what's supposed to happen. He loves that in between, where you have no idea, is this fiction or this is reality? And to be a part of that is always like almost uncomfortable at the same time as you're feeling that you're very much alive. So definitely, that thing is very interesting to be a part of.
Ida, did you feel the same way?
I felt that as well. I felt that it was also so surreal with the feeling of also entering the old seasons. When we shot it, we didn't have the yellow color between us. But it, it was weird, like entering the world of the kingdom. Yeah, it was surreal.
Yeah.
Being a part of a real nightmare.
That is interesting, because I did wonder whether, as you're working, maybe because there's so much in the kingdom as a series, as a work, that there were specific things that tapped into your own personal fears Did you find that maybe you encountered them along the way?
Well, hospitals. I have a problem with hospitals, definitely.
For me, maybe bureaucracy as well.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely, absolutely. That the rules are rules, and you come into a club, and this is how it works here. And there's no chance that you can survive this. You're just doomed from the beginning. That's right. This is also something I can relate to.
Did you encounter anything?
Yeah, of course. And it was also in the middle of the burning pandemic. It was really like, and the hospital where it all, yeah, all the drama is. So it was also like surreal mixing. It's almost like, can you do this when sick? You're meeting real sick people in the hallways, and and you're pretending an hospital in. So an actual
there was a real dimension to it then, because you were filming in an actual
hospital
with actual patients.
Yeah,
and when you're taking the elevator up, you meet people that is hanging between life and death. So that was something that I really.
Wow. That makes you think, you know.
Yeah, makes you think. Definitely.
So I think someone knocked at our door. We're gonna have to wrap it up. But yeah, fascinating speaking with you guys. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you
so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.